Let's go to Europe. Seamus, the students are joining in what we're seeing in America at the moment. There's a wave of anti-war protests, anti-Gaza war protests. Seamus, just explain what's happening. Welcome.
Yes, hello, kia ora, Catherine. Yes, as you say, inspired by what we've seen in the US, I would say, supporting students there. And don't forget, there are lots of links between US and European universities. So perhaps that's behind it as well, that sense of solidarity. Tens of thousands right across Europe, students joining this wave of protests against Israel's war in Gaza. It has to be said, Catherine, most of the demonstrations here have been peaceful. We haven't seen the kind of clashes, the violence that we've seen in the US, although it has to be said that police were called in on numerous occasions to clear students staging sit-ins, not just in university grounds, but also in buildings. But again, not the scenes of violence we've seen in the US. These demonstrations at campuses in countries such as the UK, right across the UK, Ireland as well, here in France, Germany, Switzerland as well. In Paris, riot police, images there, taking us back to the student protests back in 68 here in France, entering the prestigious Sciences Po University. They were forced to close for a day. About 70 protesters who'd occupied a building overnight were taken out by police. Also, the famous Sorbonne University closed for a day because of demonstrations. Even here in Lyon, Catherine, we had a university blockaded, students out in front. A couple of them telling me they were angry about the press coverage, the media coverage, saying that, the protesters are being labelled pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic. They say in reality, the majority of them, just anti-war, also against the killing and mistreatment of ordinary Palestinian civilians. So don't put us in the same basket, they say. Also, Germany, I mentioned there as well, police in Berlin were also called in to break up a sit-in at the Humboldt University. And also in Ireland, Catherine, a very interesting situation there. The students' union at Trinity College Dublin, they say they've been fined by the university more than €200,000. And this is because of a series of protests, not just these latest sit-ins, but a series of protests over a couple of weeks about the situation in Gaza, the links between Trinity College Dublin, allegations of that, and Israel. The protesters blocking actually access to the Book of Kells. So that's a tourist attraction on the campus. The Book of Kells, 800 AD, it dates back to one of the world's oldest books. A tourist attraction blocked to the public, and that's a major funding source for the university. So the university's handed the students this big bill, the students saying we're not going to pay, and let's look at the links with Israel, etc. So interesting, and it'll be interesting to see whether that momentum continues this week here in Europe.
Well, it's also behind tight security ahead of the Eurovision contest in Sweden, I understand.
Yes, and a link with this as well when it comes to Israel. We have Sweden this weekend talking about boosted security this week. The Eurovision Song Contest, normally it's colour, it's fun. 200 million people around the world tune into that on television. Tens of thousands of visitors expected in Sweden as well. And the tight security, because of these warnings of large demonstrations that are planned over Israel's participation in that event. Also, and some commentators are talking about the significance of the context of really new geopolitical tensions in Sweden. Don't forget the recent joining of the NATO alliance. So the contest, it's starting on Tuesday. We have the semi-finals, goes through to the finals on the 11th, so next Saturday. This is Sweden's third largest city of Malmö. A large Muslim population there. Also, we have a Jewish community there. And the police saying that we're going to be seeing airport-style security checks, metal detectors, searches, and what have you. And so this is really unprecedented for, for this kind of event that's supposed to be fun, that's supposed to be, a lot of fun for a lot of the fans who turn up there. Interesting also, Catherine, that we see Israel actually issuing a travel warning to its citizens, saying don't go to Malmo because of these risks. And also a lot of pressure, Catherine, on the organizers of this event. So that's the European Broadcasting Union. They actually resisted calls to ban Israel over the war in Gaza. Don't forget, they banned Russia back in 2022 from taking part in the song contest. Israel actually was given the green light to compete this year. But only if it agreed to change the lyrics of its original entry, and that was called October Rain, making reference to the October the 7th Hamas attack in Israel. So some of the lyrics were changed there. The song's now called Hurricane. And so, because of that change in the lyrics, the European Broadcasting Union said that Israel should join, but stressing that the contest must remain non-political.
All right. Now, to finish, the baguette world record must be discussed. France is reclaiming it? From
Yes,
where?
oh la la, mon Dieu, ce n'est pas possible. You'd think that actually the world record when it comes to the baguette would always be in France, but not so. France today reclaiming the world's longest baguette. Actually, this was snatched from France by Italy 5 years ago in the city of Como. So today, French bakers in Paris, in the suburbs of Paris, getting up at 3 in the morning, the kneading, putting all the ingredients together, making this long baguette and a staggering 140.53 meters. The Guinness Book of Records was there to actually verify that. So just to put that in context, that's about 235 times longer than the normal baguette. So that's about 60 centimeters if you're lucky in France. Actually, it had to be at least 5 centimeters thick, Catherine, along the entire baguette to qualify. And as I say, the previous record holder was about 132.6 meters. So that was in Italy in 2019. So the French would be very happy to have that record taken back.
We're out of time
Interesting to
to
note also.
analyze how you bake it. You must bake it in the open air, do you?
That'll be for the next time,
All right.
Catherine.
And of
But
course, how
it's
do you eat
delicious.
it? That's the other thing.
Lots of butter.
Thank you, Seamus Kearney in Lyon.